Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1448. The topic is nutrition and the title is Improved Nutrition Made Easy. Today what I wanted to do is just give five tips that I thought would help anybody, regardless of your goal, regardless of what your depth of, you know, kind of standards are for nutrition. Just five tips that often help people eat better. And I just kind of want to go through that and let's kind of raise awareness to those things. So the first thing is to eat more calories earlier in the day. Overwhelmingly, people undereat during the day. It causes them to then overeat at night. Our body is designed to kind of replace what it uses. It's only intended to be designed to store body fat enough to cover gaps. So, you know, like way back in the day when food was more inconsistent than what it was now, if I ate something Monday morning but I didn't get to eat again until Tuesday afternoon, my body had to try to figure out how to take that food from Monday morning and make it last till Tuesday afternoon, so that way my organs could run and I could move and do things and stay alive. So our body was designed to store calories, which is what body fat is, to store energy, just enough to kind of fill in the gaps. Which is what this means is, the less gaps I have, the less my body feels the need to store anything. Now, if I don't ever have any gaps and I overeat all the time, then I am going to accumulate some body fat, or I'm not going to be able to burn off my body fat because I never have enough of it being used. So the idea is to just kind of eat around what you need. And if you do that consistently over time, you will get a lot leaner because the body doesn't feel the need to hold on to anything, and therefore it doesn't feel the need to kind of replace anything as it's lost. So you might go from 30% body fat down to, you know, say 16-18% body fat simply by just being more consistent. You don't even have to necessarily reduce calories. You just have to be more consistent, and all of a sudden you will start to lose body fat. Now, if I want to get on stage with six-pack abs, I do have to get way more precise than that, than just kind of eating to match. You do have to eat in a more controlled deficit, but it has to be a very small amount, kind of continuously all the time, rather than big gaps. But the idea that most people fail the most at is they don't eat enough early in the day. And this is by far one of the things that I've struggled with the most, is I don't actually like to eat. I'm one of those weird people, I know. Don't hate me yet. But I don't like to eat. When I was in high school, I would eat about once a day, and I was fine with that. And often I was annoyed to even eat the once, but I would get sick and kind of feel like death if I didn't eat. My body usually only let me know, hey, you need to eat, whenever I would get sick. I've just never really liked eating. Now, I do eat anyhow, so I eat 4, 5, 6 times a day. I eat around 35 to 4,000 calories a day because it equates to the look that I want to have. I want to have muscle, like I'm 284-ish, 285 pounds. You can kind of sort of see my abs so at 6 foot tall. So I'm pretty muscular now. Now, I had to work from that. When I was in high school, I was 165 pounds with no muscle tone whatsoever, just fat everywhere. So I was the fattest, skinniest person you would have known when I was in high school. So I've gained a lot of muscle tissue. So I've had to learn how to eat even though I don't want to. So that has taught me a lot of discipline, but it's also taught me a lot of tricks. So for example, if you have trouble eating earlier in the day, you can actually drink something with sugar in it. Gatorade. I actually buy Gatorade powder because it's relatively cheap for the amount of carbohydrates you get for it. And I just drink a little bit of Gatorade. I might mix in 15-20 grams of Gatorade into, right now I'm drinking out of an 800 milliliter glass bottle just because it was convenient and I got it from a grocery store. It was like a water bottle. So it's 27 fluid ounces, roughly about 1.5 pints. It's 800 milliliters, so just shy of a liter. And I might only put 20 grams of sugar in that entire thing. But that's enough sugar that it starts to kind of like spike the metabolism, spikes your blood glucose. And it essentially makes you hungrier for two reasons. Number one is you're more hydrated. Most people wake up dehydrated. Therefore, the body's like, leave me the hell alone. I don't want to try to break down food and digest food right now because that process requires water. So if you wake up dehydrated, the body actually is going to send you signals to not eat because it has to be hydrated first. So drinking something in the morning can actually allow you to feel hungrier faster. And then if you drink something that has a little bit of sugar in it, about 15, 20 grams or so, that's enough to kind of spike blood glucose and kind of the body starts to feel hungry. It starts to kind of like process and burn through the glucose, the sugar that you just ate. And then all of a sudden it very quickly is gone, but your systems of, you know, kind of getting energy up and running, breaking things down from your bloodstream, like all that, it's all up and running, it's ready to go. So the body says, feed me, I'm hungry now. So it's almost like the body recognizes that it started all the process to break things down, but it ran out of things to break down. So you're going to feel hungrier earlier if you hydrate and consume a little bit of glucose, a little bit of sugar. Again, only 15, 20 grams, something like that. That's some tricks that can help people if they don't like to eat early in the day. If you feel like you're too busy to get up like and eat something in the morning, get up earlier. Then there's also just other choices of making like getting foods that are pre-packaged or pre-made. If you have any of a commute whatsoever, you can just eat something while you're driving. If you don't have any of a commute, you can just eat something while you sit at your computer. But like one thing is you can just get like a tin of almonds. You can just get some almonds from like delivered to you from Amazon and just pick that up out of your cabinet, rip the top off, and then start eating. You can literally be eating in 10 seconds. Another thing I talk about all the time is a bagel sandwich. Just toast a bagel, put some lunch meat and a slice of cheese inside of it, and eat that. Having something for breakfast takes 2 minutes or less. It would only be because you don't know what to do that you would say that, like, I didn't have time for breakfast. Maybe you're trying to cook a Thanksgiving meal for breakfast. It's not going to work, of course. But there are 40 billion options that are quick and short that you can do. Some people, they'll have granola and Greek yogurt. You just scoop the Greek yogurt into a bowl, pour some granola over it, and start eating. It doesn't even take 30 seconds. So eating more calories earlier in the day is by far one of the most significant things you can do. Easy, easy, easy. One of the most significant things you can do to be significantly leaner, have better digestion, better energy, and just overall better mood throughout the entire day. When you start your day underfed or without any food, you are not going to be as good in regards to digestion, energy, mood, you know, anything throughout your day as you would if you would have eaten. And then you are likely to overeat at night because your body had to do all that activity. And the body is going to say, well, that was awful. We had to do all this energy without you giving us energy. So now we want you to eat. Now that you're sitting down and you can hear us, you're not so damn busy that you can hear the urges. The body's going to say, eat, 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 eat. You're going to then eat, 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 eat. And the body saves the excess that it has at that moment. You might say, well, hey, you know, I'm supposed to eat 2,000 calories a day. I ate all my 2,000 calories. Even if it comes in the evening, I didn't go over 2,000. Yeah, but you didn't need all 2,000 in those 3 hours in the evening. So your body's going to save that surplus. There's a momentary surplus. It'll save that surplus as body fat to cover the next day's deficit. So when you don't distribute out your calories, you will still gain body fat and or have higher body fat levels than if you were to have that same amount of calories but have it spread out. You will be significantly leaner at the exact same number of calories if you have it spread out versus having it all at one time of the day. Now, people will argue with this every now and then. Just try it. And by far, you will find that the answer is true, that distribution does matter. So anytime anybody ever argues that, my biggest thing ever is just say, can you just try it for a week? If you try it for a week, you're going to feel amazing. You're going to notice less water retention. You're just going to feel better. And then in a week from now, you're just going to keep that as a new habit. So if you don't believe me, or if you've read some study that said it doesn't matter, just try it for a week. And I'm willing to bet that you're going to notice that it's a better way of doing it. Now, we do have a podcast on that topic if you want to check that out. It's podcast number 1147. It's a nutrition podcast titled Eat Early, Eat Often, and Eat to Match. So that would be by far kind of best tip that you can do to improve your nutrition, and that's relatively easy. Just eat foods earlier in the day so you don't eat so much later in the day. The other tip, another tip, is to simplify your daily meals. Usually, when we eat during the day, we're busy. So it's not as important whether we enjoy the meal as it is like in the evening. When we sit down in the evening, it tends to be you know what I mean. Like, even if you have a crazy schedule, if you work, you know, second shift, third shift, all shifts, there's going to be a meal of the day where you typically feel less busy, and that's the one you want to enjoy. There are other meals of the day where you're just shoving something down your face because you have to get on to move to something else. The meals that you just shove in your face so you can move on to something else, make them simple. Very simple. Say, okay, here's two options that I'm currently happy with. I'm just going to eat one of these two options every damn day. Don't, you know, try to reinvent the wheel every day. If you just like, you know, some snack crackers, great. Shove them down your face, eat them, and move on. You know, if you have a protein bar, great, eat that, move on. Whatever it might be, you know, you have cheese sticks, great, eat that, move on. Just super simplify it. Say, okay, I don't mind eating the same thing every day for breakfast, or the same thing every day for lunch, or the same thing every day for these little snacks, so I'm just going to buy enough to get me the whole week. So that's actually what I do when I do our grocery shopping, is I'll say, okay, I'm happy with this breakfast for the week. Let me get 7 of these. So I'll buy 7 of these things, or maybe 5 or 6, and I know that'll get me through the weekdays, and then I can reorder on the next weekend or something. But I literally just buy out the grocery store on the things that I like, because I'm like, I don't care. I'm so damn busy. I just want to eat this so I know I have it in, so I meet my strength goals, my muscle mass goals, my fat loss goals. But I don't really, look, I don't want to eat cardboard. I do care if it tastes decent, but I don't care if I'm eating something brand new every day. I just want to eat the same damn thing to get that over with. So simplify that. So on the meals that you don't really care about, just make them super freaking boring. Just eat the same thing every damn day, or have two options and eat one of those two things every damn day. And then when you grocery shop, just order 40 billion of it so you know you have it available. Okay? Super easy. Just simplify the hell out of the meals that you're busy and you don't really care if they're any good, okay? The next tip is the meal that you do care about. So maybe it's dinner for you. Maybe it's breakfast for you. Whatever the hell it might be. Just pick whatever the meal is that you typically care about. Then schedule it. Say, okay, every Monday, like maybe I'll have pasta and a meat sauce. Every Tuesday, I'll do Taco Tuesday, you know. Wednesday, maybe I'll have, you know, chicken and rice. Thursday, I'll have steak and asparagus. Friday, maybe I'll go out to eat. You know, maybe that's a date night for me and my spouse, and I can either go out to eat or we can order in and, you know, maybe we'll make a homemade pizza. You know, I'll get some pizza dough. We can put on, like, some meat, some sauces. We'll kind of make that a fun date night. Whatever it might be, just schedule it every week. One of the main reasons why people don't eat well is because every night they go, what the hell should I have to eat? And they make a really stupid choice. So if you've already answered that question, you already have the food available, that becomes a much healthier and better choice. If you just make it up every night, it's probably going to be the laziest, most convenient food item you have in your house. Or you're going to call one in and have it delivered to you, and now all of a sudden it's in your house. But typically, when we just make the decision at the end of the day, we make the laziest, worst choice possible. Because we're tired. It's the end of the day. I don't really give a crap about my goals right now. I just want to sit on my butt and get off my feet because my feet hurt and I'm tired. So that's it. So we just make bad choices. So make that choice ahead of time. Schedule your meals. You know, have the same things like every Mondays, everything, same thing every Tuesdays, that kind of stuff. And then that also simplifies shopping because you just buy the same damn things every week, right? If I'm having a Taco Tuesday, then every week I buy what I need for Taco Tuesdays. Grocery shopping is super easy, very convenient. Then the other thing, the fourth tip that kind of leads into convenience, and I've talked about this a lot, is use delivery services. So Instacart, if you live in any area that offers Instacart, I think it's freaking amazing. Somebody else will go, like, rather than me driving to the grocery store or stopping there after work, walking up and down the aisles to find all the damn foods, and then driving home, I don't want to do all that. I have a million other things I'd rather do than that. So I just use Instacart. I pay somebody else to do it, and it works great. They get some money, I get some of my foods, everybody's happy, right? So Instacart, they do offer like a year membership where you can like save a lot on like extra fees and whatnot. But it's basically like if I'm going to pay somebody $10 to go grocery shop for me. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I'll pay somebody $10 to go do that for me. So I don't want to do that. I have other things. I want to do, you know, client check-ins. I want to have time to do my workout. You know, maybe I just want to sit on my butt and do nothing for 5 minutes that I don't never get to normally do. So Instacart, I think, is awesome, wonderful service. I hope that stays. Then Amazon does deliver food to you. They will deliver like freeze packaged foods, or they'll deliver foods that don't need to be refrigerated. But that's something like my wife and I, like she likes the White Monster energy drinks. So we just order them from Amazon. She does almonds as like a snack. So we just buy the little tins of almonds. So that's super easy. We get Core Power drinks from Amazon because they're super cheap compared to getting them from grocery stores and stuff. So we order a lot of stuff on Amazon. Order a lot of stuff on Instacart. What's awesome is a lot of that stuff is like you can just monthly like subscription, so it just keeps resending every month. It's just so easy because you just sit in your butt in your house doing what you want to do, and then the food comes to you. Freaking awesome. Love it. But that's another tip that can help, is just make it easier. Most people hate grocery shopping. Now, there are some people who like grocery shopping because they actually like to meet people and talk to people. So good for you, you psychopaths. But if you don't want to go grocery shopping and actually talk to human beings, then these services are great, and they're a great way to kind of make everything a little streamlined for you. Then the last tip is maybe not as easy, but for those who are used to tracking their macros, this is easy. Just focus on calories, protein, and sugars. Those are really the main three things that most people need to control, more so than what you eat. You know, whether you're having like pasta for dinner or potatoes for dinner makes no damn bit of difference. None. Or rice. Maybe you want to have rice one night, but you're like, well, I don't know. You know, like I heard, you know, sweet potatoes are supposed to be healthy and this is white rice. Maybe I should have brown rice. No, just eat the damn rice. Eat whatever the hell you want that you like. It's just if you track your calories and your protein and then you limit sugars to the low end, which would be, say, like under 60 grams a day for most people. And this would be sugars outside of any kind of pre-workout or intra-workout drink. So if you're supposed to drink sugars during your workout, these don't count. They don't count towards this total. So you want to stay at like 60 grams or less throughout your day outside of workout related calories. But if most people, they just track their calories, their protein, their sugars, you're going to be super freaking happy with your results. And it's okay if you have white rice or brown rice or quinoa or, you know, wheat pasta versus egg pasta versus whatever the hell else there is out there. The specifics of foods don't matter much for overwhelmingly most people. And that's unfortunately where a lot of people get stuck on, you know, like, well, I don't know what to eat, you know, and it's mostly because they're eliminating things. They're like, well, I'd like to have this, but I'm not supposed to have that. I'd like to have this, but I'm not supposed to have that. So they're just so fearful of choosing the wrong food that they don't choose any food. And then they just kind of freak out and they eat a pizza, you know. So worrying about what you eat is a lot of stress that is unnecessary. If you just make sure that what you're eating throughout the day matches your calorie and your protein needs, you keep your sugars under 60 grams per day, you're going to do really well. Very, very, very well. It can be that simple. Cool. Well, I hope today's was helpful. I'm basically just rambling. But these were five tips that I thought could be good kind of focal point for people to think of how they can improve their nutrition in easy ways. Just eat earlier in the day, however you need to. Simplify your daily meals. Just eat one or two options all the damn time. Make them super simple. Schedule your evening meals. That way your grocery shopping is easy. You already know what you're having every evening, so you make better choices. Use delivery services when you can. And then focus on calories and protein throughout the day. And then just limit your sugars. And then the what of what you eat doesn't matter that much. Okay? Well, hopefully that was helpful. If you have any follow-up questions, just shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'd love to make, you know, a podcast for you. So if you have a specific nutrition question, that's exactly what this podcast is for. I'll answer it for free. Just send me your question. I'll answer it totally free. We all get to learn from it. So it's a great opportunity. It's a great kind of interactive opportunity that I hope everyone feels encouraged to take advantage of. So send me any questions anytime. Again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Well, if you like today's podcast or podcast in general, please consider sharing it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people the podcast can help. And that's the whole goal. If you share it on social media, that reaches the most amount of people. You can also just share it by word of mouth. You know, that's great as well. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast. The podcast costs well over $1,000 a year. We don't make any profit off this, by the way. I love doing it. But I had somebody the other day, and I don't know what they meant by it. But they said that podcast must be a great way to make money. And I was like, I don't know what podcast you're listening to. So I love the podcast very much, but I just thought that was a funny comment. The podcast, we do it. Like I spend a little money on it for sure. Now, I consider that kind of business advertising and, you know, maybe an investment towards future clients and things. But I do appreciate the donations. They go directly towards the cost. So if you ever wondered what happens with the donations, they just go directly towards the cost, the hosting cost. And I do truly appreciate it. It helps just cover some of that gap for us. So thank you very, very much. If you do want to donate, you can do so at our website, which is www.brutalirongym.com. There's an option there for a one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation, even just $5 a month, whatever you want to give. It does add up. It does help. So thank you to those who do that. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.